I'm Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News. The advisory group created to address the economic impact of the closure of two coal-fired power plants in Colstrip will hold its first meeting Monday in the southeast Montana community. The news that the out-of-state owners of Units 1 and 2 will shut down the plants by 2022 rocked the community when it was first announced. Now the work begins to deal with the aftermath of that news.
Hello, my name is Jason Small. I am the state senator from Senate District 21.
The district stretches south from Colstrip. Small is a member of the Northern Cheyenne tribe, and his livelihood is tied to the coal industry as a journeyman boilermaker and president of the Boilermakers Union for the state of Montana.
I've got a lot of roots in the area. I'm definitely there. My guys are there. I'm raising a family in the area. I'm affected.
Small is on the 13-member advisory group working to plan the future of Colstrip.
What I'm really looking for is I want the workers that are going to be displaced and some of the property owners and stuff like that. I'm hoping for a good outcome from them.
He says many ideas are being floated around, like worker relocation, but that this process is in its infancy. The closure is the result of several factors and includes the decision by customers in Oregon and Washington to reject electricity from coal-fired generation. The owners also said it was just no longer profitable to keep open these aging plants. Last month, Governor Steve Bullock and State Attorney General Tim Fox announced the formation of the advisory group. Bullock says among the group's charge, how to spend the $10 million approved by Washington utility regulators to help Colstrip recover from the closure of Units 1 and 2. Bullock says while he may have thoughts about how to keep Colstrip vibrant, it's more important to start the discussion by listening to the community, and he expects that will be the focus of Monday's meeting.
It's often the best outcomes really come from folks sitting around the table rolling up their sleeves and saying, what is the best way to go? I'm excited that as we kick this off next Monday, myself and Attorney General Fox will give a few words, kind of give them the charge to say, let's really dig in over the next handful of months to say what the best thing would be.
Jackie Yamanaka, YPR News.